Parshas Vayeshev, Rabbosai, is a very, very complex parsha. Parshas Vayeshev tells us about the fight between Yosef and his brothers. This fight, according to the Chachmei Yisrael, is the ruination of Am Yisrael. It's the archetypical sin of Schinah, and it is the sin which ultimately caused Churban Bayis Sheni. It's not a coincidence that the period that we say we associate the Asaru Gemalchus with the Mechiras Yosef, 10 and 10, as the despot told Chachmei Yisrael. By a shame of sin and schinah, and even though the Gedolei Olam of the Sarah Magos were not Chalil guilty of that sin themselves, but you know, Tzad Mitzvah Svabon Ador, and what's the Avon Ador? Mechiras Yosef. I believe it's the Meshech Chochma who comments on the davening that we say on Yom Kippur. Ketosochon liYisrael umochon leShifta Yeshurun b'chol dor v'dor. I believe he explains Sochon liYisrael is for Averis Ben Adala Amokom. Hashem, Umochon Klal Yisrael. Umochon leShifta Yeshurun. Why refer to Shifta Yeshurun? Shifta Kor, that's Sod Yosef. That's the Averis Ben Adala Chaver. You'll say the mission of Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Ben Adam Chaver. No, that's only Achirat as Chaver. Once you're Achirat as Chaver, you still need a Kapor of Yom Kippur, because every Yom Ben Adam Chaver has Ben Adam Malcolm aspect too. Ketosof on the Yisrael, Umoch on the Shift to Yeshua, Mechol Dor V'Dor. So therefore, we have to learn the lessons from Mechiras Yosef. And of course, you know, all the Bali Musa say we're at such a low level, they're at such a high level. All that is true. But at the same time, we're supposed to learn lessons from what happened. The Chazal are critical of Yaakov Avinu. It's Gemara Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. They're critical of Yaakov Avinu for showing favorites to one son. You can't do that. Yudim and Beis, open your Gemaras again. See, how could it be except the Shabbos? Yudim and Beis, the last few narrow lines. Ha'olam ha'yishana adam b'no ben abonim. Don't show favoritism to one son over the others. She'bishvil mishko shnei sloyim melas. She'nosan Yaakov li'yosef yosef mishabonov. Niskanu bo'echov, v'niskagal adova, v'yodo avosteinu le'mitzrayim. Wow. That's a pretty, pretty strong condemnation. Yudim and Beis, the last few narrow lines. That's pretty strong, no? Chazal critical of Yaakov Avinu. No less. I mean, we can't do it, but Chazal do it. They Ruach Kodshim, they understood to learn lessons, not to pray favorites to any children. This is difficult. Everyone knows that this is his favorite son or daughter or child. It's dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. It's terrible. But you have to be careful with this. Rabbos, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Very serious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses a person with more than one child. That's gavaldik. But you have to be so careful not to make a mistake. Play favorites to one child, chalila v'chas, can cause terrible consequences. But Rabosai, I don't know if you're holding by this madrega. Get to admit Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you with many children, and you have this problem. It's a problem, it's a healthy problem. Make sure you don't give in. But right now, what's there to learn from it? Bocharim, we're not married yet, I have no children yet. Well, guess what? Yosef's brothers weren't married either, as far as we know. Yosef certainly wasn't there, as far as we know. So sibling rivalries can be destructive at any stage. They were teenagers. Yosef was certainly, you know how old Yosef was? He was 17. Okay? Do the math. How old were the oldest of the brothers? Oldest ones. Do the math, right? Yosef was born, called the Chazal, you know, when the 7 years were up. Okay? Now, that means the oldest brother, Reuven, could not have been more than 6 years his senior. Impossible, right? So he was maybe 23. That's why he took it seriously, right? He wanted to save Yosef. The others were what? If you look at the Me'am Loa, it gives everybody's birthday. Exactly. Tells you when they were born. What? I don't know how he knows. Some early with Russia. Tells you when everyone, yeah, I'm serious. Every Me'am Loa? He was born, I remember, he was born here. Tells you when they were born. They were born in pretty quick succession, obviously. So, but how old were they? They were basically about your age. How old? The arithmetic. Right? Who gets the blame for this whole thing? Yehuda. Yehuda was a tzaddik. He saved his life. They want to kill him. I'll read you the words of the Parsha of Shavua. Yehuda was a lifesaver. How was Yehuda? It's your age, no? It's 23, 22, 21, 20. He was your age. Okay. These are his words. Ma betza ki nara gasachinu v'chisinu v'zomo v'chu v'nechuren l'yishmeil. Instead of he's dying in the pit, would he died? Sell him. Saved his life. He's the one who's blamed for the whole thing. And the brothers blamed him. The next expression, they were angry at Yehuda. If you had told us to bring him back, we would have listened. So the Meshech Chochma, again, has a remarkable comment. Chazal in Masechta Sanhedrin, are critical of Yehuda. Potseya Berech near Tashem. Is it not Chedal? Not here. Okay, say about here. Okay. Ma Betza, Potseya, compromiser. And the question becomes, thank you. When is a compromise appropriate and when is it inappropriate? You know, Pshara is a great thing. We pass in Alokha La Maisa in Bez, you're supposed to look for Pshara. Lunema botzea el keneged Yehuda, Rav Meir says. Ma betza. Kol mevarach es Yehuda or es a menayitz. Botzea berach neretz Hashem, Rebbeinu Shalom. But we pass the law, we're supposed to make a pshara. So what's the answer? As a Meshech Chochma, you make a pshara when the correct result is not attainable. Then you make a pshara. But if you make a pshara when the correct result was attainable, it's terrible. This is the famous distinction between the Chatzchila and B'diyevik. Says the Meshech Chochma like this. Listen. It was a Supreme Court of 9 people. No coincidence. Reuven wasn't there. Right? Reuven wasn't there. There were 9 people left to paskin and the death sentence Chalil of Yosef HaTzadik. There were 9. Funaris bnei Bila bnei Zilpa. They were friendly with Yosef. That's 4 votes. Don't know if totally got Russia. They would certainly want to save Yosef, for sure. On the other hand, you had Shimon and Levi, they were the ones who threw him in. And Yosef and Zvulun were a little lackeyish to the oldest brothers. So you have 4 votes on the other side. Who was the deciding vote? Yehuda. Had Yehuda said, take him back to Yaakov Avinu, it would have been a 5-4 decision to take him back. The correct result was obtainable. And when the correct result is obtainable, you make a pshar and sell him out to Mitzrayim, that's a terrible compromise to make. Unbelievable. Amazing. So in life, there's so many lessons from Parshat Vayeshev, we just scratched the surface. Don't pay favorites to children. Don't become involved in sibling rivalries, which are inappropriate. And don't compromise when the correct result is attainable. Now, obviously, that's such a hard thing to know. It's such a hard thing. When should we compromise? When we shouldn't compromise? There can easily be a legitimate difference of opinion. Is the correct result attainable or not attainable? I'm giving most to myself. I've made many, many compromises in my time. Were all the compromises appropriate? Maybe some of them were not. I should have insisted on the Yikov within a Sahara, I think, was over here. Followed what's absolutely correct without any compromise. We don't know. We should be zoche to correct whatever mistakes were made, the mistakes of the brothers, the mistakes of Bayis Sheni, the mistakes of Sinas Chinam, and that Zchus will be zoche to the Abbas Chinam, and Abbas Chinam will be zoche to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Heir of Yamin.